We're going to do the Lord's Supper here in a minute. And I wanted to just speak for a second from the scripture. And we find that over here in 2 Corinthians, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if you have your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, and verse number 23. The apostle said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Father, bless this book now. Thy name I pray. You can be seated. If you notice, early in the history of the church, the Lord's Supper, or communion as it's called, is being practiced. It started off and kept going. And the Lord said, as oft as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. And so that's what this is about. It's about remembering the great sacrifice that he gave for us. Folks, he gave his blood and he gave his body. Now, we can't take this. We're not going to turn this into the body and blood of Christ. That's not necessary. And if we could do it, it's not necessary, because he offered one sacrifice for sin forever and sat down at the right hand of the Father. So there's no need whatsoever in doing something like that. The sacrifice has been made. We accept what he has done for us. And that's what's important, because he did it for us. That's what grace is about. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It means that God has done everything that can be done for salvation, and we accept what he has done for us as the finished work. I heard a lady say the other day, I was watching on the internet, and she said, grace alone does not save. And she said, if grace alone saved, then everybody would be saved. And of course, that is a misrepresentation of what grace means. Grace is God's favor toward us. It's his unmerited favor toward us. You can't earn it. You can't do anything to qualify for it. For the Bible says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation appeared to all men. And so this is what we're talking about tonight. Grace means that I don't care who you are, don't care what you've done. It doesn't make any difference what church you belong to. It doesn't matter what might have happened to you in the past. The bottom line is that if you're willing to accept what's been done for you, it's finished. It's finished and over with. Now, let me say this tonight. There are those who believe that by taking the Lord's Supper, they're receiving salvation by taking this. You cannot receive salvation by taking anything. Salvation is a person. And you receive that person. And that's what it says in 1 John chapter number 5. He that hath the Son hath life. It doesn't say that he that hath the catechism, or he that hath church membership, or he that hath a memorable life, you know, the kind of life that you would want to live. That's all well and good in its place, but that is not salvation. You receive the Son tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you receive him, then you have been born again. You've been saved right on the spot. So what is this? This is something to remind us until he comes. It looks both ways. We remember what he did in the past for us. And he did it. I believe everyone in the house tonight has no problem believing that Christ went to the cross and he died for us. That's the message of the New Testament. That's the scripture. But he says, as oft as you do it in remembrance of me, till he come, till I come. So it's looking forward to the coming of the Lord. And that's a wonderful thing, because it's called that blessed hope. Now, the Bible says that he that eateth or taketh of the Lord's supper unworthily can eat or take damnation to themselves. So what does that mean, preacher? Well, first of all, this is not a feast. This is not something because you're hungry. You have God takes care of the part. He supplies your hunger needs. No, this is not for hunger. This is not as a kind of a Christian fellowship, a koinonia meal where they gathered together. They used to do that 2,000 years ago. They'd have fellowship meals, but that's not what this is. So what is it? This is a memorial where you search out your soul and you say, Lord, I don't know of anything in my heart. If there be any wicked way in me, show it to me. Cleanse me in the precious blood of Christ. And by doing so, then there's nothing more you can do tonight to be qualified to take the Lord's Supper. You can't earn it. And nobody's good enough for it. And so therefore, let a man examine himself, whether he be in the faith or not. So tonight, if you know the Lord, if there's anything in your heart, if there's anything in your soul, in your spirit tonight, that may be standing between you and the Lord, then you ought to confess it, get it out, get rid of it. Confess it to him. Confess it. He says, if you'll confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse 9. That's what we need to do. Confess it. Agree with him. So has God put his finger on anything in your life? Is there anything you're trying to cover up tonight? Is there anything that you're trying to hide behind tonight? Then why don't you get rid of it? And I'll tell you what this will do. This will become a great blessing in your life. The Lord's Supper is meant to be a blessing, not a curse. Amen. This is not a curse. This is a blessing. And I believe and I know whom I have believed. And I know for certain where I came from and where I'm going. And I know tonight that I'm not qualified in the sense that being good enough to take the Lord's Supper. I take it wholly by grace because of what he's done for me. And I receive it in the same vein that he gave me salvation. I received him into my heart and into my soul. And that's what you need to do tonight. If you need to do that before we take the Lord's Supper, I'd like to give you an opportunity. Maybe you'd like to come down here and pray with us. And we'll talk to the Lord. And we'll make certain that there be nothing between you and the Lord. And you can do that. Maybe you need to do that. While our heads are bowed and nobody's looking, maybe you'd like to come down here and I'll pray with you. I'll pray from this pulpit because it's hard for me to get up and down. And then you can hear me as I pray. Anybody else, if just come on down and let's talk to the Lord tonight. My Father, Lord, you know I can't earn my relationship with you. I can't do that, can't earn it. I can't earn my salvation. There's nothing I can give you that you haven't already given me. And Father, I pray you'd search my soul, my spirit, my mind, my heart, my very being. Lord, I confess to thee right now in a heartbeat. I'm not perfect. I know, Heavenly Father, that in my flesh, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, as the apostle said. Same with me. And I agree when the apostle said, I'm of all sinners chief. I agree with that completely tonight. But our Father, I also believe that you gave us this to take, to draw close to you, to have a time of communion and fellowship in the Lord. And Father, I pray tonight that you'd speak to our heart and our soul. And our Heavenly Father, if the enemy, the wicked one, has blinded us to something that needs to be forgiven, may you shed your light upon it. May it become real in their heart. And then may they confess it. Confess it. Lord, they don't have to pay for it. That's already been done. That's their part. When somebody tries to pay for their sin, Lord, they're interjecting their pride and their ability into your finished work. But to simply receive tonight what you've done for us, and I do that, I receive freely and completely my Lord Jesus Christ and his forgiveness and his cleansing in my spirit and in my soul. Now bless everyone in the house. Bless each one of them. And Father, may they receive something from this, Lord, that'll help them, strengthen them, bless them, give them vision, help them as they move forward in their walk with thee. In thy name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, my brethren, would you go ahead and prepare the supper? Would all of you men come up here? Brother Tom.